It's one thing to talk about criminal justice reform, but to just put these blanket directives like no more sentencing enhancements into play is just so dangerous. Why not take each case by case and go through the particulars and decide if maybe the enhancements might not be fair in a particular case instead of just getting rid of them completely? Sheriff Alex Villanueva joins us now, and he joined the effort, the recall effort, over the weekend, which I think officially can get started next Monday. Thanks for taking the time, Sheriff.
Oh, anytime.
Let's go to, I know that Steve Gregory talked to you over the weekend about this question, and I wanted to give you an opportunity to tell us the answer as well. What was it? Was there a specific event? Was there a specific policy that George Gascon put in place that you decided, I've got to do something about this. I've got to throw my support to the recall effort?
Well, it's when you take the policies and convert it into actual people and the impact, that's when it's alarming. For example, Steve Owens, who was tragically killed in the line of duty back in, I believe, 2016, he's no longer going to face a death penalty. Keith Boyer, the Whittier police officer who was killed, and the suspect claimed his only regret was he couldn't kill enough cops. That person is not going to face a maximum consequence. That is obscene. What about the father decapitated his two children, no longer facing a death penalty, or even the fact that he killed two instead of one? And all these sentencing enhancements are there for a reason, is to keep the community safe, to keep the really, really bad people in jail as long as possible, and that is public safety. And this guy is absolutely not advocating on behalf of public safety.
When you think about no sentencing enhancements for committing a crime while operating in a gang, you get rid of that, and the news spreads pretty quickly, doesn't it, amongst the gangsters and the bad guys. Can you talk about how that makes doing your job and the job of each deputy who works under you much, much harder?
Oh, definitely. I can tell you the gang enhancement alone on one crime, extortion. It's a felony sentence if you're convicted, 3 years. But imagine a 3-year sentence for extortion when it's done by a criminal street gang with a gun, with a fear, obviously, and the threat that endangers and the poor souls that brave challenging the gang and getting the report being a victim of extortion, and then to have the DA just yank the rug right out from under them and throw them to the wolves with the gang that's going to be released immediately. That, and then, of course, if it's a juvenile gang member, then they know that there's almost no consequences at all. So they're just going to have juveniles doing adult extortions of businesses and community members, and the DA is going to be laughing while the victims are suffering, and I cannot support that.
Quick follow-up to that. What communities are you talking about? Because I guess it's not Beverly Hills, right? It's the communities where they want to target criminal justice reform.
It's the communities where they live and play in. And these are going to be the black and the brown communities that are going to bear the brunt of all of these reductions on consequences for violent and life-threatening crimes.
We're talking with L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva, and the discussion is about the recall effort for L.A. District Attorney George Gascon. It was important. You were there on Saturday at this kickoff for the recall campaign, but you were in street clothes. What's so important about you as a civilian throwing your support behind this?
Well, I'm a husband, I'm a father, I'm a grandfather, and I'm a resident of L.A. County, and I just have to speak on behalf of victims and speak on behalf of everyone. The criminal justice system does not exist solely to satisfy the needs of criminal offenders. It's designed to satisfy the entire community, and most particularly victims of crime. They need to know that they're protected, that their assailant is not going to be a revolving door right back out on the streets, and that it's not going to be accomplished under George Gascon's wish list.
One of my problems with this and inserting a guy like Gascon into the DA's office is if you're looking at the DA's office for criminal justice reform, the damage has already been done. This is on the back end. The crimes have already been committed. And if you want to go a step further, the life was already hard enough to where somebody had to be lured into a life of crime. Why isn't criminal justice reform being targeted in communities and in neighborhoods before people are committing the crimes? Because on the back end, it doesn't do anyone any good. Yes, maybe the DA's office is charging more people of color than they are white people, but that's where the crimes are being committed. If you want to help people avoid that, you got to go on the front end. You got to get to people when they're young, pour money into programs in neighborhoods like that.
Oh, that's a very, very true. Because if you look at who are the victims of violent crime, overwhelmingly Hispanic, 53.62%. Black, 19.80%. White, only 12.22%. So Latino and Black communities are overrepresented as victims of crime, and yet all of Gascon's policies are going to negatively impact those very same groups he claims to be helping.
One of the loudest criticisms against what Gascon has been doing is the apparent turning his back on victims of crime, whether it's somebody who we talked with someone a couple of weeks ago. Her son was murdered, and she had to go to the parole hearing alone. The prosecutor that did the case against her son's murderer was not allowed to go with her before the parole board, and she was basically left out to dry. And I know that one of the things that you have done is said that your deputies would be allowed to, at the very least, go to support these victims' families. What sort of plans does the Sheriff's Department have in the event that these more and more families of victims get their back turned on them by the DA?
Well, all the cases that we investigate, we will represent the family in the parole hearings. We don't want them to be by themselves. I mean, if the DA decides to abandon them, that's his choice. However, that is not the choice of ethical and competent law enforcement. So we're going to be there. We're encouraging the LAPD and the other chiefs of police to do the exact same thing, because I guarantee you that person who is in prison right now is going to have a whole panoply of people to support them. They're going to have counsel. They're going to have all kinds of guidance on how to do your petition for parole. They're going to be very well represented in the process. And the victim, all by themselves, I don't accept that.
Yeah, and to that end, Sheriff, we've talked about the professional side of this when it comes to prosecutors not being able to uphold the oath of office that they take now with these new directives. But the personal side, I think, is so incredible for the prosecutors in that they are hand in hand with the victim from the first time that the phone call is made that they're assigned that case. And I think you could say even more so the relationship between victims and the victims' families and the detectives who investigate these vicious crimes are so personal and so special to the men and women who are in the Sheriff's Department. And how is this hitting them personally?
Oh, it's hitting them hard. Our homicide investigators, we call them the bulldogs. They'll spend weeks, months, sometimes years, especially on cold cases, and they know the family intimately. They celebrate the anniversaries that never happened with their loved ones who are gone. And they're like an extension of their own family. So they're definitely going to pick up the slack where Gascon left it, and they're going to make sure these families are represented in parole hearings.
Well, Sheriff Villanueva, we absolutely appreciate your time. This is definitely something that we're going to talk a lot about in these next coming days before we get this recall officially started, but over these next couple of months again. And we wish you the best of luck.
All right. Well, thank you. And this is not a personal issue for me. This is all about public safety, and I'm here to represent everyone.
Absolutely. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva.
Gary and Shannon, weekdays at 10 a.m. on KFI.